The state is getting $440,000 a year for the next 5 years to eventually build a workforce of 100 teachers. These recruits will be drawn from and serve 15 school districts strapped for educators certified in science, math, or special education. Michael George is the Director of Content and Learning for the Department of Public Instruction. He says most of the districts are in northern Wisconsin.
And they've been identified as having high need based on both the level of poverty, the number of low-income students based on free and reduced lunch, and percentage of teachers on either emergency licenses or teaching out of field because of teacher shortages and their inability to find the teachers they need.
George says 20 teachers a year will be recruited. The grant money will cover their tuition, stipends, and mentoring. Tim Keefe is district administrator for the Glidden School District, which has roughly 190 pre-K through 12th grade students. He says the initiative will hopefully generate more qualified applicants for openings. Keefe says the demands on current teachers are huge.
You have to teach many different courses in your daytime. You don't get to repeat the same course over and over. An example would be a science teacher would have to teach physical science, biology, chemistry, physics, and our science teacher also teaches 7th and 8th grade science. So they have quite a load, in addition to which you have to have a separate license for each one of those subject areas.
Under the program, participants will also be monitored for up to 3 years after being placed in a school. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.